Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Police in Muscatine are investigating a fatal shooting inside the Hy-Vee supermarket on 2nd Avenue Monday afternoon. The department reports 37-year-old Callista Ray Hallberg of Letts, Iowa, died at the scene from multiple gunshot wounds. Police identified the suspect as Ian Antonio Hernandez of Davenport, who fled the grocery store in a minivan and was later found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. First responders airlifted Hernandez to a hospital in Iowa City with life-threatening injuries. Muscatine police believe the shooting originated from an ongoing domestic dispute between the victim and the suspect. Starting today, drivers in Iowa will only be allowed to use their phones or other electronic devices in a hands-free mode, Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports.
Under the new law, drivers can't hold their phone in any way, including scrolling, typing, or entering an address into GPS. They also can't make video calls, even if using voice commands. Alex Dinkla from the Iowa State Patrol says there are easy ways to comply, like using speakerphone, Bluetooth, or a phone mount.
Put that phone in speaker mode, you have complied with the hands-free law. We just need to make sure that people are not tempted to want to grab that device and hold that device. That way, both their hands are ready to react if they need to in an emergency situation.
Law enforcement will only give out warnings for the first few months. Starting January 1st, they can issue $100 fines. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
Also, as of today, Iowa state law no longer provides anti-discrimination protections for transgender Iowans. Governor Kim Reynolds signed the historic bill in February that removes gender identity from Iowa's civil rights code. Rita Bettis Austin is the legal director at the ACLU of Iowa. She says there are federal protections in housing and employment, but they aren't as strong as the state law was.
Title VII only applies to employers with 50 or more employees. The Iowa Civil Rights Act applies to employers with 4 or more employees, so it was more protective.
Gender identity discrimination complaints that happened before today can still be filed with the Iowa Civil Rights Commission through April of next year. Meanwhile, a new law in Illinois could make it easier for high school students to go to college in the state. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the measure Monday that requires most state schools to automatically make admission offers to Illinois high schoolers based on their GPA starting in 2027. The new direct admissions program allows high school juniors to sign up and give their information to the Illinois Student Assistance Commission. The agency then notifies students which schools they qualify for. Community college students can also sign up to transfer to a four-year university. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and the University of Illinois Chicago are not part of the program. President Donald Trump has dropped his lawsuit against the Des Moines Register and Pollster Ann Seltzer over a poll that inaccurately predicted Trump would lose the election last November. Trump filed the lawsuit last December, claiming the Register and Seltzer violated Iowa's Consumer Fraud Act by using the poll for election interference. Attorneys representing Trump, Quad City area Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks, and former State Senator Brad Zahn filed the motion to dismiss the case in a federal district court on Monday. Iowa-based media company Lee Enterprises is being sued by three current and former employees over alleged privacy violations. As Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly reports, this comes after the company agreed to a $9.5 million payout to subscribers over a data breach.
The three allege that Lee Enterprises failed to implement the appropriate cybersecurity measures to protect its employees' personal data, like their name and social security number. They say this led to a data breach in February, where the personal data of nearly 40,000 employees was compromised. The plaintiffs are asking for class action status, and Lee Enterprises has not filed a response to their complaints. Lee owns 6 newspapers in Iowa, including the Quad City Times in Davenport and the Sioux City Journal. The company is based in Iowa and operates over 70 newspapers across the country. Earlier this year, Lee agreed to pay $9.5 million to subscribers whose data was compromised in a separate data breach in 2022. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
And this is WVIK News.